New Jersey gaming revenue nears $7 billion after strong 2025 performance. New Jersey gaming revenue climbs to near $7 billion. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, DGE, reported that the state's gaming industry produced nearly $7 billion in total revenue for 2025, driven by robust online gaming and a sharp rebound in sports betting. According to the DGE's December 2025 industry report, casinos, racetracks, and their partners generated $605.6 million in total gaming revenue for the month, a year-on-year increase of 15.9% compared with December 2024, when revenue stood at $522.6 million. For the full year, the sector posted $6.98 billion in total gaming revenue, up 10.8% from $6.3 billion in 2024. The revenue growth translated into higher tax contributions. Operators remitted $89.9 million in taxes for December and $844.1 million for the full year 2025, reinforcing the industry's importance to state coffers and municipal budgets, particularly in Atlantic City. Performance varied across verticals. Land-based casino win for December was $216.1 million, down 6.7% versus December 2024's $231.8 million. However, annual casino win rose to $2.89 billion for 2025, a 2.7% increase year over year. Internet gaming remained the standout, with online casino win hitting $273.2 million for December, well above the $228.0 million reported in December 2024, and totaling $2.91 billion for the year, a 22% jump. Sports wagering recorded one of the strongest gains. Gross sports wagering revenue for December reached $116.3 million, an 85% increase from $62.8 million in December 2024, and the full year finished at $1.18 billion, up 7.5% year-on-year. The expansion of mobile offerings, promotional activity around major professional and college sports, and growing market maturity helped lift handle and gross revenues across sportsbook operators licensed in New Jersey. Regulatory and labor focus. Alongside the financial data, the report has renewed attention on non-revenue issues that could shape the industry's trajectory. Lawmakers in Trenton have revived debate over introducing a statewide ban on indoor smoking in casinos, a long-running demand of many casino employees and public health advocates. Workers and unions have argued for smoke-free floor plans, citing respiratory and long-term health concerns, while some operators warn that immediate prohibition could deter certain segments of patrons. "Employees deserve a workplace where health risks are minimized," said an Atlantic City casino worker who requested anonymity. "We've been raising these concerns for years. The industry's growth shouldn't come at the expense of staff well-being." An industry analyst offered broader perspective on the numbers. "What we're seeing in New Jersey is a maturation of digital channels alongside a rebalancing of land-based activity," an analyst said. "Internet gaming's 22% increase underscores the shift in consumer habits, while sports betting's volatility reflects calendar effects and promotional intensity. Regulators will want to monitor these trends as they evaluate taxation and responsible gaming measures." The DGE report also noted that regulatory priorities this year will include responsible gaming education and licensing compliance. The outgoing administration under Governor Phil Murphy did not finalize a statewide indoor smoking ban before leaving office, though it did sign measures expanding gambling education requirements for operators and workers. That regulatory patchwork has left the next governor and the state legislature to address smoking, worker safety, and evolving responsible gaming obligations. For Atlantic City stakeholders, including major operators such as MGM Resorts International, Hard Rock, Caesars Entertainment, and smaller racetrack partners, the 2025 results provide both momentum and policy challenges. Strong digital growth and resurgent sports betting revenues support continued investment in customer acquisition and technology. Unresolved health and regulatory debates will remain priorities for workers, legislators, and regulators in 2026.